We present All Gas and Gaysers. The Bishop warms up. Starring Robertson Hare, William Mervyn, John Barron and Jonathan Cecil, with this week's special guests Hugh Paddock and Frank Williams as the Vicar's Coral, and Dudley Jones as Mr. Paddy Jones. It is a bright winter morning as the Bishop's chaplain, the Reverend Mervyn Newt, comes downstairs at the start of another day.
Oh, I'm so tired. Must be dreadfully early. What does the clock say?
10 o'clock? 10 o'clock? It can't be.
At the first stroke, it will be 9:59:40.
Excuse me, are you sure?
At the first stroke, it will be 9:59:50.
I'm sorry, madam, I think you must be mistaken.
At the first stroke, it will be 10 o'clock precisely.
Look, I don't want to argue with you, madam, but I'd advise you to check your watch.
What's the matter, Newt?
Good morning, my lord. Nothing. It's just they're all at sixes and sevens at the telephone exchange.
Well, who are you speaking to?
The lady who tells the time, Miss Tim.
Oh, that's the speaking clock. It's a record,
oh,
Newt.
Of course. Of course it is. I'm sorry, I'm so tired. I'm not properly awake. Have you had breakfast yet?
Breakfast? Haven't you had breakfast yet?
No, my lord, have you?
Of course, I've just come back from matins.
Good lord, then it really is 10 o'clock.
Of course it is, and I'm surprised it's not 11, judging by the length of the anthem.
Anthem? That's the fourth anthem the choir has sung this week.
Yes, and incidentally, by far the most boring note.
Then the dean really is going ahead with his plan to put the cathedral on the map musically.
Yes, Newt. It seems we may regret his going to preach at King's College, Cambridge, last week almost as much as they must have done.
Their music must have impressed him very much.
A little bit too much, if you ask me. Still, the choir school breaks up today, and while the boys are on holiday, we can look forward to 4 weeks without anthems. Now, have you opened the post?
Yes, my lord.
Newt, how dare you yawn like that in my face?
Well, I'm so sorry, my lord. It's the central heating.
Indeed? And what, pray, is wrong with my new central heating?
Well, nothing, my lord, nothing. It's just it's rather hot.
Heating, Newt, is meant to be hot.
I know, my lord, but was it necessary to screw up all the windows?
No, I thought I had explained to you that we cannot install expensive central heating and then start opening all the windows.
Yes, my lord, you did, but my room is directly over the boiler.
Oh, is it, Newt? Oh, borrowed, Newt, yes, I hadn't really realized that.
Yes, and it's got the hot tank actually in it.
Ah, then you certainly mustn't open the window. We can't let the hot tank get cold, can we? Now, where's the mail?
Here's one. It's from the Reverend Percival Stott at Badgeworth.
Oh, Stott. Looking forward to hearing you lead us at the hymn service tomorrow. Oh, bless his old heart.
Is it the hymn service tomorrow, my lord?
Well, of course it is, Newt. You know, we always hold it the day after the boys go home.
Oh, dear. Do you think the Archdeacon will insist on singing a solo of Armored Christian Soldiers again this year?
Oh, I do hope not, Newt. You know, Henry never seems to realize his voice is definitely an acquired taste.
Bishop! Bishop!
Ah, morning, Henry, dear old thing. What's the matter?
It's the dean, Bishop.
Well, what about him?
Oh, he's on the roof.
On the roof? Which roof?
The choir school roof, Archdeacon.
Yes, he's standing right on the edge.
Ah, that'll be something to do with the retiling, won't it, my lord?
Oh, yes, of course. They start today. He's probably supervising the workmen, Henry.
Oh, then he isn't going to jump off.
Jump off, Henry? Why should you imagine that he'd do that?
Oh, just wishful thinking.
Never mind now, Henry. We've got the hymn service tomorrow.
Oh, so we have, Bishop. What are we going to sing?
There's always Abide With Me.
Fast falls the eventide. We can hardly sing that just before lunch.
No. Now, what would be suitable just before lunch?
How about I Hunger and I Thirst?
See who that is, will you, Newt?
Right, my lord.
Ah, Newt, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Dean. Won't you come in?
Thank you.
The Dean, my lord.
Ah, Dean.
Well, my lord, what about matins, eh?
What about it, Dean?
The anthem, my lord. Rejoice!
Oh, that.
Well, surely you were impressed.
Oh, well, yes. It was very nice, wasn't it, Henry?
Yes, Bishop. Nice and long.
Long? But the choir only sang the first part.
Ooh.
They will sing the anthem in its entirety tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
But they can't, Dean. They're going home.
Yes, Dean, surely you haven't forgotten. We have the annual hymn service tomorrow.
There will be no hymn service tomorrow, my lord.
No hymn service? What do you mean?
We shall hold a music festival instead. I have arranged for the choir to stay on an extra day.
But what about the roof of the choir school, Dean?
Yes, I mean, haven't the men begun taking the tiles off?
I'm having a tarpaulin put over it for the night.
But what about the boys? Surely they're not going to be pleased at the prospect of staying on.
I did not consult them, my lord. Their parents seem delighted.
Oh, I'm not surprised. But Dean, those boys could catch pneumonia. I must tell you that I strongly disapprove of this arrangement. If you take my advice, you will cancel the music festival and send the boys home at once.
May I remind you, my lord, that the choir is under my control?
Precisely, Dean, and you have a duty to see that the boys are properly housed.
Duh, this is nonsense. The boys are only to be there for one night. They will go home after the music festival tomorrow.
What sort of musical festival is it going to be, Dean?
A veritable feast, Archdeacon. A musical cornucopia worthy of St. Cecilia herself. Not only will the choir sing all four parts of the anthem Rejoice, and Mr. Paddy Jones will delight us with an organ recital, but I have persuaded the two vicars choral to give us an exhibition of early psalmodic plain song.
Oh, but Dean, the hymn service is an annual tradition.
A hymn service may be all right in a parish church, but it is not sufficiently uplifting for a cathedral.
Nonsense, Dean. What could be more uplifting than a great congregation singing together in unison?
Perhaps I can best answer by quoting a remark made to me by the Dean of King's College, Cambridge, when I dined at High Table there recently. He turned to me confidentially and remarked, "Pugh Critchley, please may I have a chair?"
Oh, weren't there enough to go round, dear?
No, no, no. May I have a chair?
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Newt, a chair.
Oh, yes, of course.
What's the matter, dear?
You know, well, it's rather warm in here.
Not as warm as my room, Dean. Do you know, I've got the boiler underneath and the hot tank is right beside...
Oh, do be quiet, quiet, quiet. Really? Can we get you anything?
No, thank you, no. No, my lord, if you would just open a window.
Yes, I'm afraid that's going to be rather difficult.
Yes, you see, the bishop has screwed them up.
What? Well, so as not to waste heat, Dean.
But you can't do that. It's against the bylaws.
Is it, Dean? Are you sure?
Yes. Section 4C, subsection 29. It is forbidden to make alterations of a semi-permanent nature to existing ventilatory outlets. If you don't believe me, my lord, why not telephone the health department?
Oh, what a good idea. Do you know the number?
4211.
Oh, thank you, Dean. I'll get through at once.
Put down that phone, Newt.
But shouldn't we check, my lord?
Certainly not. It's quite unnecessary.
Oh, good, good. You'll take my word for it and unscrew the windows.
I will do no such thing. Have you any idea what a house this size costs to heat?
No, my lord. At the deanery, our expenses do not include such luxuries.
Oh, really? Well, if they did, Dean, I can assure you your windows would be screwed up as well.
And I can assure you, my lord, that nothing would persuade me to contravene a bylaw. And now, if you'll excuse me, I must go and see how the workmen are progressing on the roof.
But, Dean, we must discuss this musical festival first.
Quite unnecessary, my lord. All arrangements are made. Just come along tomorrow morning and enjoy yourselves.
I'll show you out.
Yes, thank you, Newt. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Oh, well, Henry, what do you say to that?
Pity he didn't jump off the roof.
Oh, really, honestly, Henry, to walk in here and calmly tell us we can't have our hymn service?
I was looking forward to a good sing.
Yes, and so was I, Henry.
For all the saints, we plough the fields and scatter, ye holy angels bright. Oh, we'd have had them all.
And onward, Christian soldier.
Well, yes, Henry, yes. I mean, we're all going to be disappointed, Henry.
Yes.
Including the choir boys.
Hey, I feel so sorry for those boys.
Yes, so do I, Henry. Fancy keeping them from their holidays and making them spend a night under a tarpaulin in the middle of winter.
They won't like it, Bishop.
They won't, Henry, that's certain.
My lord?
Yes, Newt?
Well, I've been thinking, and it seems to me the question resolves itself down to whether or not it's healthy to sleep like that.
I shouldn't think it is for a moment.
Oh, then don't you think we should ring the health department and check if it's against the bylaw?
Newt, what a splendid idea. Get on the phone and check up at once, will you?
Right, my lord, I will.
The dean said we mustn't contravene the bylaws, didn't he, Henry?
He did, Bishop.
Hello? Is that the health department? May I speak to the chief officer, please? Thank you. My lord, shall I ask if there's a specific bylaw against screwing up windows?
Of course not, Newt. You will ask if there is a specific bylaw against choir boys sleeping under a tarpaulin in winter. Say, Newt, you know, you get a splendid view of the choir school roof from your bedroom window, don't you? Can you see anything through those binoculars?
No, my lord. The health inspector's still examining the tiles.
What's the dean doing?
He's still talking to the health inspector, my lord.
I'd like to know what he's saying, wouldn't you, Henry? Henry!
Sorry, Bishop. What was that?
Oh, Henry, aren't you interested in what's happening?
Yes, Bishop. But it's so hot in here.
You don't have to sleep here, Archdeacon. When that boiler gets going at night, I can tell you it's quite something.
Oh, you stop making a fuss, Newt. What's happening now?
Nothing. Oh, yes. The health inspector's shaking his head.
Ah, I thought he would.
Yes, and he started to climb down the ladder.
Splendid. What about the dean?
He's following. He's still talking.
Can you see his expression?
No, but the health inspector's shaking his head again.
Oh, that clinches it. Henry, we shall have our hymn service after all. What's happening now, Dick?
They're shaking hands. Ah, the health inspector's getting into his car. Yeah, he's driving off, and the dean is turning, and, he's coming this way, my lord.
Good. Well, we've seen all there is to see. Come on, let's get downstairs.
Rather, Bishop.
Ooh. Do you want to see the dean's face, eh, Henry?
No, Bishop. I want to get out of this heat.
Oh.
But, my lord,
What?
Supposing the dean knows who phoned the health inspector, won't you be rather cross?
I expect he will, Newt.
Well, in that case, would you mind answering the door?
Not in the least, Newt. It'll be a pleasure. Ah, Dean, do come in.
Thank you, my lord.
Have you come to give us some more news about the musical festival?
Yes, my lord. We've hit a snag.
A snag, Dean? I wonder what it can be.
Well, surely you know. Didn't you ring the health officer?
Me, Dean? Well, no. As a matter of fact, I didn't ring him.
Then who did? Someone must have.
Well, Dean, you see, it was like this.
Ah, you rang him, did you, Newt?
Well, yes, Dean, I did, but acting on orders.
Then, whom must I thank?
Thank?
For preventing me breaking a bylaw. I'm most grateful.
Oh, my dear Dean, I'm so glad you take it like this. I'm sure it's all for the best, you know. After all, as I said earlier, you do have a duty to see that the choir is properly housed. And nice as it would be to have a musical festival, I'm sure you're much wiser to send those boys home.
I'm not sending them home.
You're not?
No. It has proved impossible to arrange it at such short notice. Mr. Paddy Jones assures me he would never hope to contact the parents, so we've been forced to find alternative accommodation.
Oh, that won't be easy, Dean.
No, my lord, no. We need a large house.
How about the deanery, Dean?
How kind of you to suggest it, Archdeacon.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
Unfortunately, when I told the health inspector of our heating arrangements, he seemed to think the boys would be not much better off than under the tarpaulin.
Was he able to make any alternative suggestion, Dean?
Yes, Newt, he has been most helpful.
Where does he suggest they go, Dean?
Here, my lord.
Here?
Not in my palace?
Yes, when I told him about your new central heating, he said we need look no further.
Oh, did he? Well, Dean, I've got to think about this.
Yes, I'm afraid there's no time for that. That will be the advance party. I'll go and let them in.
Oh, no, but Dean, I'm sorry. You really can't ask me to have all those boys here.
I'm afraid I must, my lord. After all, as you said yourself, I do have a duty to see that the choir is properly housed. Come along in, boys. Come along in.
Boys, watch the beat now. Oh, careful. Second treble, what do you think you're doing? Now, careful. Think what you're singing about, boy.
Your cocoa, my lord.
Careful, watch it.
Thank you, Newt. What's the time?
9:30.
Good. Gracious, how much longer have I got to sit out here in the hall listening to that row? They've been practicing in my study since tea time. I've got a great deal of work to do.
All right, boys. Let's be all now. Quietly, quietly up the stairs to your rooms. I said quietly, boys.
Mr. Paddy Jones, you've finished the practice, have you?
Yes, regrettably, I had to stop. The boys are utterly exhausted. Well, I must turn in. We've a long day tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Does that mean you'll be wanting my study in the morning as well?
Yes, but not for long, your lordship.
Well, just a short practice, eh?
Yes, only from 7:30 until 10:00. Good night, gentlemen.
Never mind, my lord. At least you've got your study for the rest of this evening.
Yes, I suppose so, Luke. Come on, let's try and get a little bit of work done. What? What have they done? Looks as though a bomb's hit it.
Crikey Moses.
How dare they put all these music stands and stuff in here?
They had to put it somewhere, my lord.
Yeah, well, what about their rooms?
Well, they're all full to bursting.
Mm, well, that's their problem. I'm going upstairs to see Paddy Jones, and I'm going to tell him to get this stuff out of here at once. Who on earth can that be at this time of night?
I'll just see, my lord. Oh, Dean.
No, everything under control?
Yes, I think so, Dean.
Good evening, Dean. Ah, there you are, my lord. Now, you know Mr. Fox and Mr. Dawson, the vicar's quarrel, don't you?
Oh, yes. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, my lord. I must say this is very kind.
It certainly is.
What is kind?
To put us up like this.
To do what?
It seems the workmen have taken off more tiles than we at first realized, my lord.
Yes, they've stripped our dormitory roof. Stripped it. Haven't they, Garth?
They have, my lord. Stripped it bare. Bare.
We started to go to bed, didn't we? And I happened to look at the roof and I could see right up. Couldn't I, Garth?
Yes, it's all right up.
Yes.
I felt sure that you would wish to help, my lord.
But there aren't any more rooms, Dean. They're all full of boys. I'm sorry, gentlemen. I'm afraid you'll have to go back and manage as best you can.
Oh, but there's such a draft.
Draft?
He notices it straight away. We can't sleep with a draft.
Oh, no, we don't, my lord. Our voices would never stand it.
Never. No, never. We've got the Salmodic Plain Song tomorrow. The Dean did tell you that we've agreed to do the Salmodic Plain Song.
Yes, yes, Mr. Fox, indeed he did.
It's not easy, you know. We've had to put in a lot of extra practice.
Oh, yes, I'm sure you have. But I really can't help you. I'm afraid the palace is full.
What are we going to do? I mean, it's not only the Salmodic Plain Song.
No.
Mr. Dawson here is carrying the whole alto line in the joist.
Won't you, Garth?
Yes, the whole line, yes. Oh, I must take care of my voice. I must have a nice warm room. Really, I must.
Well, my room's nice and warm.
But don't you can't give up your room. Where will you sleep?
Well, I could shake down on the sofa in your room.
Oh, splendid, splendid. I knew you would come to the rescue.
But it'll mean these gentlemen will have to share a room, Dean.
Oh, we all share, don't we, Garth?
Yes, everything. Could we see the room?
Yes, a splendid suggestion. Perhaps we could all go up and look at it. Will you lead the way, Newton?
That is, if you have no objection, my lord.
Yes, Dean, as a matter of fact, I...
Well, excellent, excellent. Now, come along, gentlemen, come along.
Come on, Garth.
Coming, Ronnie. Oh, we're so grateful for all the trouble you're taking for us, Mr. Dean.
It's a pleasure, Mr. Dawson.
I bet it is.
Here we are. This is my room.
Oh, it's not very big, is it?
No, but it's very warm.
What do you think, Garth?
Well, I'm not sure, Ronnie.
Why don't you go inside, gentlemen, and have a proper look?
Oh, right ho, Mr. Dean. Excuse us, everyone. Shan't be a minute.
What a happy solution, my lord.
Yes, well, I'm glad you think so, Dean.
Mr. Dean.
Now, Mr. Fox. Well, what do you think?
No good, I'm afraid.
Oh, why? What's wrong?
Isn't it warm enough?
That's the trouble. It's too hot.
But I thought you wanted a warm room.
It's not that warm. It's so drying. We're never seeing a note tomorrow.
Oh, well, I'm afraid I can't be of any further help.
You have no other rooms at all.
Not unless you want to commandeer my room, Dean.
Ah, I've forgotten your room, my lord.
Where is it?
The bishop's room. Oh, it's here. Yes.
Oh, it is nice, isn't it?
Oh, yes. What a lovely room.
Yes, that would suit you, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes. Yes, we'd be all right in there, wouldn't we, Garth?
Oh, yes, we'd be safe in there, my lord.
Oh, would you? Where do you suggest that I sleep?
Couldn't you share my room, my lord?
The perfect solution. What? Right, gentlemen, in you go.
Oh, thank you, my lord. What a relief this is, Garth.
Oh, it certainly is, Ronnie. Good night, everyone.
Yes, good night.
Good night, all.
Well, I think I will say good night, too, my lord.
Now, just 1 minute, Dean. I have a few words I wish to address to you.
Sorry, my lord. I have no time. I have a great many preparations to make. Good night. Good night. Good night.
Oh, this is an outrage.
Never mind, my lord. At least it'll give you a chance to see what it's like sleeping next to the hot water tank, won't it?
There you are, Newt. I must say, I'm ready to turn in. You know, I never realized until now just how nice your room is.
What's this thing on the bed? Just a screwdriver, my lord.
Well, I can see that. What's it for?
In case you thought it'd be a good idea to unscrew the window.
I see. Well, I don't think it's a good idea, Newt.
Oh, right, my lord. I've put these cushions on this chair to make it more comfortable.
Good. Then you shouldn't have too bad a night.
Me?
Well, you don't expect me to go to sleep on it, do you?
No, I suppose not, my lord. Did you have a good bath?
I didn't have a bath. The choir boys have used all the hot water.
You should have waited, my lord. It soon warms up.
Oh, does it? Mm. And I suppose it gets warm in here, too.
Yes, my lord. Would you like to unscrew the window?
Certainly not. Good night.
Good night, my lord. That is, haven't you forgotten something?
Me? No, I don't think so.
Oh.
What were you thinking of?
Nothing. Nothing, my lord. Good night.
Good night, Newt. Newt.
Yes, my lord.
Have you dropped something?
Me, my lord?
Well, what are you doing down there on your knees?
Say my prayers.
Yes. I see.
Don't you say yours, my lord?
Well, of course I do, Newt. In bed.
Lift up my eyes up to the hills.
What on earth's that noise?
It sounds like singing, my lord.
At this time of night, who could it be?
I think it must be the vicar's call.
Oh, this is too much. Kindly be quiet. Good. That's shut them up.
Hello?
Now what are they up to?
Did you want something?
Yes. Ah, yes, Mr. Fox, I did. I want you to stop making that noise.
Noise? But we're only having a last little private rehearsal for tomorrow, your lordship.
Yes, but we're trying to sleep, Mr. Fox.
Oh. Then why don't you get off that chair and go to bed?
I am in bed. This is where I'm sleeping.
It takes all sorts, doesn't it? Good night, both.
Good night, Mr. Fox. Ooh, now perhaps we'll get some peace. Turn the light off, Newt.
Very well, my lord.
I'm just going to have a bath, Garth.
Right here, Robbie. Water pipes, my lord. It always happens when someone draws off the hot water.
Oh, does it? Put the light on, Newt.
What's up? Where are you going?
To the bathroom, Newt. I'm going to put a stop to this. Mr. Fox? Mr. Fox?
Yes, what is it?
Mr. Fox, I'm sorry, but you can't have a bath at this time of night.
But
but I always have a bath. It relaxes my vocal cords.
Oh, well, just for tonight, I'm afraid you'll have to do without.
Oh, if I go flat in the middle of Rejoice tomorrow, I hope everyone will realize it isn't my fault.
There is no need to be rude.
Rude? That's rich.
Now, let us have some peace and quiet. Turn the light off.
Right, my lord. Good night.
Good night. What?
What's that, my lord?
What? Where am I?
In my room, my lord.
Oh, Newt!
What's the matter?
I was dreaming, Newt.
Was it a bad dream, my lord?
Yes, Newt. I dreamt that I just died.
How wonderful! Did you see St. Peter?
No, Newt. I saw something quite different.
Oh, I am hot. That's the tank, my lord. It's boiling.
Well, how long does it go on boiling?
Until you have your shave at 7.
God, what's the time now?
3:00.
Another 4 hours? I can't stand this. Where's that screwdriver?
What are you going to do?
Unscrew that window, of course.
But you can't.
Why not?
Because it's a matter of principle.
Who said so?
You did.
Oh, well, I must have been talking nonsense.
But you weren't, my lord. You weren't. You really meant it.
Look, Newt, you've been pestering me for days to unscrew this window, and now, when I want to, you try to stop me. What's the matter with you?
I can't let you go against your principles, my lord.
Stuff and nonsense, Newt. Give me that screwdriver.
I won't.
Look. If I promise not to unscrew the window, will you give me that screwdriver?
Yes, if you promise, my lord.
I promise not to unscrew the window.
Here you are, my lord.
Thank you, Newt. Ah, that's done it, I think. Oh, good morning, Newt. It looks as though we're first down.
Yes, my lord.
Oh, what a dreadful night.
Oh, look, my lord.
What, Newt?
The study.
Well, what about it? Hey, good heavens, they've tidied it up.
The dean must have made them.
Yes, but when? If we're the first people down.
Well, perhaps we aren't, my lord. What's the time?
Well, it's 11:00. It can't be.
The music festival is in a quarter of an hour.
Oh, morning, gentlemen. So you've woken up at last.
Good morning, Mr. Paddy Jones. We had a very disturbed night.
So we heard, your lordship.
Where are the boys?
On the train.
The train?
We packed them off home.
But what about the music festival?
It's cancelled. The boys lost their voices. It was pathetic. They started the practice at 7:30 this morning, and all they could do was croak.
But why?
Your central heating and all.
No.
With the windows screwed up, it's very drying, you know. If you'll pardon me saying so, I think it's unhealthy.
Oh, so do I, Mr. Paddy Jones.
Well, I must rush. I promised to drive the vicar's choral to the doctor's.
Who? Whatever for?
They've lost their voices, too.
Oh, is that the central heating as well?
I'm not sure. Mr. Fox seems to think it's caused by his not being allowed to have a bath last night. He's very upset.
Yeah, I bet he is.
Bishop.
Good morning, Mr. Archdeacon.
Good morning.
I see you later, my lord. Good morning.
Bishop, have you heard the news?
Yes, Henry, it's off.
No, it isn't. Not the hymn service.
Of course, Henry, I'd forgotten about the hymn service. Newt, do you hear that? We're going to have our hymn service after all.
Oh, yes, my lord. Look, we've only got 10 minutes. Come on, we must run.
No. We can't go yet. We haven't chosen the hymns.
Don't worry, Bishop. It's all arranged.
Henry, you don't say you've chosen them.
Yes, Bishop. And guess what we're starting with?
Henry, no, Henry, you're not going to sing.
Not Armored Christian Soldiers.
Yes, Bishop. My solo. Come on.
Oh, Henry.
In that episode of All Gas and Gaiters, the parts were played as follows. The Archdeacon, Robertson Hare, the Bishop, William Mervyn, the Dean, John Barron. The Chaplain, Jonathan Cecil, Mr. Fox, Hugh Paddy, Mr. Dawson, Frank Williams, Mr. Paddy Jones, Dr. Jones. The Bishop Warms Up was written for television and adapted for radio by Pauline Devaney and Edwin Apps. The programme was produced by John Dyers.